Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Breaking news here, or shocking news from Elon Musk himself. I know everyone is on the Elon Musk free speech Twitter bandwagon right now, but I think we need to be slightly, we always need to be slightly suspicious. I think a healthy skepticism is good, especially when it comes to his new brain chip implants. So again, for all those of you who are cheering on Elon Musk as though he's the savior of the universe, maybe not. Let's go over to this article from CNBC. Elon Musk shows off updates to his brain chips and says he's going to install one in himself when they are ready. Key talking points: Elon Musk's health tech venture Neuralink shared updates to its brain implant technology during a show and tell recruitment event. What is a recruitment event? That sounds like something I don't want to go to in terms of getting a brain or a chip implanted in my brain. So Musk said two of the company's applications will aim to restore vision, even for people who were born blind, and the third application will focus on motor cortex, restoring full body functionality, basically for people who are paralyzed. I mean, this is an interesting ethical question, that if you have a technology that has this type of power, but at the same time puts us on a very, very slippery slope and gives the government the potential to basically turn us all into, you know, government zombie robots. And that's not exactly a scientific term, I know, but you know, that's where this could lead. So I don't know. Do you say, no, we're not going down that path as far as technology, even though it would help so many people? And I don't have the answer, but I think it's something that we should be having an open debate about right now, because whether we like it or not, and let's just say that Musk has good intentions, which I'm not saying that he doesn't at all, but it doesn't mean that if he perfects the technology, Klaus isn't going to use that technology and his influence against us to enslave humanity. And I know I'm, well, I don't know, I was going to say that I'm being hyperbolic, but am I? I'll let you be the judge. They say announcements should be treated with some skepticism, experts say. Pretty much this is par for the course with anything Elon Musk says. That when he says it, the general public just thinks it's great, that he's a super genius and all these things. But then when the experts look at it, they're like, wait a minute. Now, what he said, that does not make any sense whatsoever. And it was like this with the autopilot. I mean, Elon, listen, you could be the biggest fan of Elon Musk in the whole wide world. More power to you. But you've got to admit that Elon Musk has said things over and over and over and over again that are just blatantly untrue and have absolutely no chance of coming to fruition. And I know the people that apologize for him say, oh, well, that's just Elon. Or, oh, yeah, he just sets the bar really high to try to motivate his staff. Actually, I think it's more along the lines of selling you a bill of goods or selling you some oceanfront property in Arizona. I mean, where's the million robo-taxis? I don't know. Where's the cyber semi or whatever it's called? Where's all the underground tunnels that eliminate traffic in L.A.? You know, it's okay. I think healthy skepticism is a prudent way forward, especially when we're dealing with brain chips. And quite frankly, Elon Musk, you know, one of the things that I said to Josh when he brought up the story is, let's just say there was nothing nefarious going on behind the scenes, or this was not a slippery slope to Klausville. Would you readily sign up for a brain chip knowing that Elon Musk has had a history of putting out products way, way before they're done? And just almost as a beta test, he like sells the beta test. And he's like, oh, yeah, those cracks in the frame, or, oh, yeah, those gaps in the body panels. Of, well, I'll just go ahead and fix that in, 2.0 or whatever. I don't know. Do you really want to put a chip in your brain that's version 1.0? Do you want your brain to be the beta test? No, thank you. You know, I think these are the questions that we really need to be asking right now. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. The skeptic in me keeps going back to, is this why Elon bought Twitter? Is it really because he truly is a free speech absolutist and he's trying to change the world? Or is it a PR move? I haven't figured that out yet, but I think it's debatable. Obviously, we want to be extremely careful and certain that it'll work well before putting a device in a human. But we're submitted, I think, most of our paperwork to the FDA. But again here, see, this is what these kind of tech nerdy dudes, and great, more power to them. They're way smarter than I'll ever be. But this is their blind spot, that they think the only drawback to this type of technology is that it just doesn't work perfectly. No. I would argue that's the least of our concerns. You need to think, what happens if this technology works too well and it inevitably gets in the hands of someone that has less than good intentions? Because it will. Then what do we do? We've got to really do a complete cost benefit analysis here. And I think it is, I don't know, I don't know this technology, but I think it's rather irresponsible for Musk to sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm going to throw one in my brain right away. Why do I think that's irresponsible? Because although I applaud him for eating his own meal, if that's the correct term, you guys know what I'm saying. This is something that I think should be marketed to people who really need it to avoid that slippery slope as much as possible. So if you're blind and it is going to return your sight, hey, I get it. Absolutely. But to start marketing this as to something that everybody should get, why not? Why would you not want an implant chip in your brain? That is where we go from benefiting society to, again, just my opinion, something that becomes very, very dangerous when you're basically plugging your brain into the Internet of Things. I think it's bad enough that there's a computer chip in your car that allows the government just to turn it off, just like that. But think about if there's a computer chip in your brain that allows the government to do the exact same thing. That's the slippery slope that we're on right now. I mean, I got nothing. I could go on there, but I'm just going to repeat the same things. Main takeaway for Rebel Capitalists is, regardless of how much we like someone or don't like someone, I think it's important that we aren't blinded by what we want someone to be, and that we are dispassionately evaluating the cost and benefits of every situation that arises, regardless of who the person is in charge, knowing that eventually that person won't be in charge of the technology, and the person that will most likely be the government. I think that's the best way that I can say it. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. See you in the next video.